Following shiur is being recorded for TorahDownloads.com, a project of the Yehuda Mann Foundation, Le'ilui Nishmas Yehuda Aryeh ben Yoshua Yakir. Perachav Gimel, B'darkei Knias Ha'anova, ways in which to acquire humility. Shnayimahim Hamargilim Es Ha'odim Elo Anova. There are two things that get a person regulated towards the midah of humility. Haragilos, becoming accustomed in it, V'ha'izboni, and contemplating in it. Haragilos, with the accustoming himself in it, is She'yeyeh Ha'odim Margil Atzmo Me'at Me'at, that a person should accustom himself slowly and slowly, beis noig beshiflos, to conduct himself in humility with a lowliness, al derech shezachanu, like the way we mentioned before, beyeshivas hamakomos apchusim, in sitting in places that are lowly, v'laleches besofa hachevra, and to go at the end of the groupings, v'lilbosh begodim tznuim, to wear clothing that is modest, v'hainu mechubadim ach lo meforim, that are honorable clothing but not glorious clothing. When a person accustoms himself in these ways, the humility will come and enter into his heart slowly, slowly, until it becomes affixed in him properly. Because since the nature of a person's heart is to become arrogant and uplifted, it's very difficult to uproot this natural bend from its source. Unless he does outward actions that are in his capability to do. And then slowly but surely it'll bring about the internal feelings, ability muster lo kolkach, which is less in his control to be able to bring about. Similar to what we had mentioned by the midah of Jesus. Because all this is included in what Chazal said in the Gemara and Brachos, that a person should always be clever when it comes to fear. The Hainu, which is, that a person always has to think of different strategies to go against his nature, and his natural bend, until he overcomes them. But the contemplation aspect is in different aspects. One is what is mentioned in Perkei Avos from Akavim ben Mahalalel, Da me ayin basa mitipas rucha. You should know from where you came, from a putrid drop. Ulano taholich, and to where you are going, lemakom afar v'ririm v'soleya, to a place that is dirt, rot, and worms. V'lifnei miyata osad litein din v'cheshon, and know before whom you are going to give judgment in front of. V'lifnei melech malchei amlochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki be'emes kol eile hem negdiyem lagaiva, because all these things are opposite of haughtiness, va'uzim el hanova, and they aid in a person's humility. Because when a person looks into the lowliness of his physicality, ugrios haschaloso, and the lowliness of where his origin came from, ain lo tamli nasi klal. There's no reason for him to be haughty at all. El levo shvili kolim. He should be embarrassed and disgraced. Halamazadoma, what is this comparable to? The roe chazirim shegia limloch, to a person who was a shepherd of pigs who became the king. Whenever he remembers the original days of his time being the shepherd, it's impossible for him to have haughtiness. And all the more so when you person thinks that in the end of everything, he'll just return to the dust, as food for the worms. All the more so that his arrogance will be humbled. And he'll forget the great heights of his arrogance. Because what is his goodness and what is his greatness? In the end, it's just disgrace and embarrassment. And if he thinks about it more and he envisions in his heart, at the moment that you're going to enter into the basin in Shemayim, in the time that you'll be seen by the King of all Kings, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Ve'Ator, who is holy and pure, besachles hakedusha v'hatara, in the ultimate way of kedusha and tahara, besod kedusha meshar segivura giboi choach osei devaro, and he is in the midst of holy beings that serve him, referring to the malachim, the ones who are strong and do his will, asher in behem komum, that they have zero blemish, v'omid lefneim, and he's going to stand in front of them, garua pochos v'nivze, who is lacking, deficient, and disgraced mitzad asma, on his own. He is impure and despicable regarding his actions. Hayorim Rosh, will he lift up his head? Will he be able to open his mouth? And when they say, where is your mouth? Where is your great arrogance? And all the honor that you got in your world? What are you going to respond? What are you going to respond to this rebuke? And surely, if just for a moment a person would envision this in his mind, this ultimate truth, a true envisioning, and make it strong in his mind, surely all the haughtiness and arrogance will fly away from him, and it won't return to him again. The second thing a person has to contemplate is the changings of time and the multitude of changes that take place within time. For a wealthy person, it's very easy for him to become poor. And a ruler can become a slave. And a person who is honorable could become somebody very lowly, very light. And if it's so easy for him to return to a disgraceful situation today, how could he have haughtiness over a situation that he's not guaranteed to have? How many different types of ailments chas v'shalom can come onto a person that he'll have to open up his mouth and to dive into the one who will help him and to aid him and make it lighter on him a little bit? How many bad things chas v'shalom that can come upon him that he'll have to come and ask help from many people that in the past he didn't even greet them, and now they're going to turn into his saviors? And these things we see with our own eyes day after day. And these are enough to remove from a person's heart his haughtiness and to cover him with humility and lowliness. And when a person thinks more about his obligation before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and how far you are away from it, and how much you are being lacking in it, surely you will be embarrassed and you will not be haughty. You'll be disgraced and you won't lift up your heart. So too it says in Yirmiyah, Shemoa Shemati Ephraim Misnodid. So I have heard Ephraim crying out, Ki achrei shuvi nichamti, because after I had done tshuva, I have regretted. Ba'achrei hivadi safakti al yorich, and after I knew what I have done, I slapped my leg. Boshti gam nichlamti, I've been embarrassed and also disgraced. Ya'alakol yizbonin tamir, and on all these a person should constantly think about. La'hakir chulshas haseichel ha'anoshi, to understand the weakness of the human intellect. Ve'rov tu yosav u'chuzavav, and the many mistakes and fallacies that it can conjure up. Because it's more probable that he's making a mistake rather than knowing something in truth. Therefore, a person should constantly fear this danger. A person should try and seek out to learn from every single person, and to constantly try to find different advice so that he not stumble. Who is somebody who is wise? Somebody who will learn from any person. So too it says in Mishlei, somebody who listens to advice is a chacham, is a wise person. However, that which detracts from this midah of hanava, who are riboy tehasviya betovas olam hazeh, is increasing and satiating a person with the good things that this world has to offer. And like what the Pasuk says explicitly in Devarim, lest you come to eat and you'll satiate yourself, and then you'll have a haughty heart. Therefore, the pious individuals found, it's better for a person to afflict himself once in a while, in order to lower the Yetzirah and his arrogance, because that only is able to overcome a person because he has so much in him. Similar to what Chazal say in the Gemara Brachos, Einari nohe mitoch kupa shel tevin, a lion doesn't roar from having a box of hay, ela mitoch kupa shel basar, only from a box of meat. V'hinei berosh kolam afsidim, and the head of all of these things that detracts from humility, hu hasichlos umiyut hayadiyo hamitis, is foolishness and lack of true understanding. Ki tira she'en hagaiva matsuya yoser, ela b'misha sochal yoser. You will find that haughtiness and arrogance is only found in people who are very foolish. Rabbi Sinu is a chorim lebracha amru. Chazal say in the Gemaras in Shabbos, simin legasas haruach anius haTorah. A sign for somebody who is haughty is if he's very poor when it comes to Torah. V'chein amru, so too it says in the Zohar, simin the lo yada klum shabuchi. A sign of somebody who doesn't know anything is when somebody praises himself. V'amru od, and furthermore, Chazal say in the Gemara above Metzia, astira balagina kish kish karya. That if you have one coin in a container, it makes a lot of noise. Od amru, so too Chazal say in Breishis Rabba, shalo lo neisrak, they asked the barren trees, mimnei ma kolchem nishma, why is your voice heard? Amru halavai yakolenu nishma. Let it be so that our voice should be heard v'nizacher and will be remembered. Uchvara inu, and we already see Shemoshe who amuvchar shoch b'chol adam. Moshe Rabbeinu is the best of all people that were hayanav b'chol adam. He was the most humble of all men. Od mimafsidei ha'anavahu. Another thing that detracts from humility is ha'ischarus o ha'ishtamish b'vnei adam chanefim. When a person becomes close with, or he is being served with, by people who are chanefim, who are flatterers. Asher lignov libo b'chanfusam, that they're trying to seduce his heart, to steal his heart with their flatteries, l'man yitov them, in order for it to be good for them. Yeshabchu v'yarmuhu, they'll praise him and then they'll exalt him. B'hagdil mashi yesh bo min hamaylos, to say all his great attributes that he has ad ha'tachlis, until the limits. U'v'hosif olav mashi ein bo klol, and they add to him what he doesn't have at all. V'lefamim shemashi yesh bo, and sometimes that which he actually does have in him, hu ha'hefech mashi b'shamchan oso, is the exact opposite of what they're praising him for. Vine sof sof, and in the end it will be das ha'adam kala, a person's mind is light, v'tiva cholosh, and his nature is very weak, mispasa benakel, and is very easily seduced. Kolshekin v'davar she'ilav hu nota v'teva, and all the more so to something that his nature bends him towards. Alkein, therefore, v'shamu es ha'advarim ha'ila, when a person hears these things, yotze mipi shehu ma'imin lo, that it comes out of the mouth of somebody who he trusts, yikonzu bo ke'eres v'eches, it enters into him like venom and poison. And it will come out, they will fall into the net and the trap of haughtiness, and he will be broken. We have the story of Yoash in Devarei Yomim. That he did good all the days that Yoyoda, his Rebbe, was teaching him. But once Yoyoda died, Bo Avodav, his servants came to him. His servants started praising him. And they were flattering him and praising him and saying good things about him until they made him like a god, like a deity. And the king started to listen to them. And you'll see this clearly. Because most officials and kings, or anybody who has the ability to do something, anybody with high authority, on whatever darga they are on, they are stumble, the nishchosim, and they are destroyed ba'avur chanufas meshar sayim, because of the flattery of the people who serve them. Alkein, therefore, misha einav berosh, or somebody who has his eyes in his head, yoser yezer, will be more cautious via ayin b'maisei, and look into the actions of misha rotza leknoso lo lechover, somebody who wants to take from him as a friend, o leyoitz, or an advisor, o lefakir al beso, or to be appointed over his household. Yoser mimashi yezer via ayin b'machalov mishtov, more than what a person will look into the food and the drink that he's taking in. Because the food and the drink, that could just damage a person's body. But friends and people who work for you, they can destroy his soul, and his wealth, and all of his honor. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, somebody who walks in a straight path, he's the one who should serve me. And somebody who does trickery should not stay in my house. The only good a person can have is to get friends who are simple, who are pure, and they should open his eyes in things that he is blind in, and they should rebuke him with their love for him, and they'll save him from all bad. Because a person can't see things that are an obligation for himself. They will see and they will understand and they'll warn him and he'll be cautious. And therefore it says on this, in Mishlei, and salvation will come from having a lot of advice.